This is a recast of the 3,000-word piece, Bellman Equation Key to the Optimal Decision, from GPT-5. Let's listen in.
Today we'll be discussing the Bellman Equation, a fundamental concept in optimization and control theory. Named after American mathematician Richard E. Bellman, it lays the groundwork for dynamic programming, a method used to solve decision-making problems where decisions are made sequentially and their outcomes depend on previous actions.
The beauty of this equation lies in its ability to break down complex problems into smaller, more manageable parts. This facilitates the development of optimal strategies across various domains, from robotics to finance.
We can't emphasize enough the significance of this equation. It not only provides theoretical insights into the structure of decision-making problems, but also offers practical solutions for real-world challenges.
Let's dive a little deeper into dynamic programming. It's a potent mathematical technique that solves problems characterized by a series of interlocking decisions, transforming the state of a system from an initial state to a final state. It's particularly effective in solving optimization problems, where the goal is to find a sequence of decisions that leads to a maximum or minimum value of a certain function.
Now with this context, we can better understand the Bellman equation. It's integral to identifying the optimal policy within dynamic programming. The equation formulates the principle of optimality, which states that regardless of the initial state and initial decisions, the remaining decisions should form an optimal policy concerning the state resulting from the first decisions.
It offers a recursive relationship that allows us to solve the optimization problem backwards, from end to beginning. Such recursive structure enables us to break down complex decision-making problems into simpler ones, greatly simplifying the determination of the optimal policy.
There are three common methods to solve the Bellman equation: value iteration, policy iteration, and linear programming. Each approach has its own pros and cons and is best suited for specific types of problems based on factors like size of the state and action space, structure of the problem, and available computational resources.
The Bellman equation finds application in numerous areas because it provides an efficient tool for solving optimization problems characterized by sequential decisions. For example, in robotics, it's used for optimal path planning for robots, especially in unknown or dynamic environments.
Similarly, in finance, it's used for developing optimal investment and portfolio management strategies. It helps calculate the maximum expected return from investments considering risk, time value of money, and other factors.
Operations research also benefits from this equation as it enables solving complex decision-making problems like optimizing logistics and production processes. It's also used in artificial intelligence where it aids in training algorithms that learn to make optimal decisions through interaction with their environment.
However, there exist challenges in applying the Bellman equation. A significant one is the curse of dimensionality, which refers to the exponential rise in computational effort as the number of states and actions in the decision-making process increases.
Thankfully, active research is being conducted to overcome these challenges by developing new methods and technologies. Approximation algorithms and deep learning techniques are being explored to improve efficiency and applicability.
With its continuous integration into new technologies and research areas, the Bellman equation remains a central tool in our endeavor to push the boundaries of what's possible and tackle tomorrow's challenges.
That's it for today.